and give a bunch of girls the ick, you know, but that's not the point. Tonight is the long awaited crossover episode with the 233 show, bro. This has been in the works for God knows how long, bro. It's been like what? In the banking for like a few months now, actually. And yo, we can't wait to interview the one and only host of 233. We also got the whole team here with us. We also got Jello Land in with us. We also got Imani, who's also premiering a new song that just dropped, and he's here tonight. We also got Chase behind us too. Shout out to him. But yo, before we get into that, like I said, we also got a new song by Imani, which is called Backup. However, we also have two other songs. We got one from Sug, who I saw live in concert at Vampirol 3, and it was crazy. He performed, it was honestly one of the highlights of the show. Shout out to him, it was insane. And his song is called Do Some. And honestly, guys, you guys are going to be, it's insane. I'm gonna let the beat speak for itself, because honestly, it's hard as hell. We also got Drissy. Shout out to Drissy, he's been on our show a few months ago, and he just dropped a project called Digested, I hope I pronounced that right, and with a song called Long Time By My Own. And yo, it's crazy. It's very experimental, very cool, very unique, and yo, I can't wait for you guys to hear these back-to-back bangers, and after that, the crossover episode begins, bro. Yo, so without further ado, we're gonna start off with Do Some by Sug, exclusively here on 1690. Let's get it.
I'm leaving here with something, means you're gonna lose some. I be really losing it, pistol whip with two guns. I don't wanna do you harm, we gon' lose some. I don't wanna do that shit, but you know I be paid, nigga. If you broke, don't call me, I won't sell my shit on credit, nigga. If you fucking cross me, I'ma lace your shit with fentanyl. Really don't give a fuck, they say I don't love my life cause I'm indulgent. I be drinking every night cause I get boring. I love dirt, white and purple, I be pouring. Sip green, nigga, I'm really a fiend, nigga. Babe, I'll pop a pin with you, look. I got anger issues, but I'm dealing with them, yeah. I ain't a killer, but push me, get hit. I'm talking, I get mad, so might as well go grab the stick. I'm a sore loser, kill me while I spin back in this bitch. I'm a sore loser, bitch, I'm a sore loser, bitch. What the hell you trying to prove, bitch, I'ma come on your day. I still give a fuck about you, I can't lie, I'm filled with hate. Tell that nigga you fucking keep him out, sure, he deal with me. Sure, nigga, I don't do him dirt, sure, just gon' do some. I'm leaving here with something, means you gon' lose some. I be really losing it, pistol whip with two guns. I don't wanna do you harm, but we gon' lose some. Maybe it was something that means you was gonna lose some. I'd be really fucking losing it.
Shoot out the Sputnik, won't think twice. I'm living like I got a million lives. I don't trust her, she telling million lies. Catch him, he not gon' make it alive. Get your own swag while you still in my style. Back the fuck up or get hit with that five. Back the fuck up unless he tryna die. Run up on a nigga blinking with that five. Yeah, you cannot hit on a nigga. Unlike you niggas, I'm fly.
How they get him out of picture?
I want these niggas to die. Got different flows, might pull out another. I fuck on this bitch and pass it to my brother. Don't hit on my phone, little bitch, don't bother. I call up my other hoe, bitch gon' rob her. Pussy was fine, but I can't love her. I don't care what they saying, fuck. I don't care what they saying, fuck him. He gon' shoot with these bullets, duck. He gon' shoot with these bullets, duck him. And it's fuck them rules, we snuff him. We leave that with his figure like cuffing. Can't give you no apology. Bad bitch into astrology. She a Pisces, I'm a Capri. I don't even know what that means. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm just tryna bust a nut. Bad bitch at fat, if she gon' throw that. I'm tryna fuck on the next one, no bad. New bitch clean me, me don't know that. Yeah, checkpoint 1 minute in. Pussy was good, so I did it again. She was like, babe, I'll do it again. I know them other niggas want a chance. Spanish is fussed up, but child, we dance. I got my hands rubbing all on her pants. You is a bitch, you snitch on your mans. Nigga put on the Glock, nigga throw it in hands. Laid up in the crib, I don't got no friends. Lit up in the crib, I keep fucking on tense. She pull up 30 minutes in advance. Pull up with excitement, yeah. She left with her eyes bright. I got that hammer, that thunder, that light. 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 She got the Sputnik, one thing.
think twice. I'm living like I got a million lives. I don't trust her, she tell a million lies. Catch him, he not gon' make it alive. Get your own sweat while you still in my style. Back the fuck up or get hit with that fire. Back the fuck up unless he tryin' to die. Run up on a nigga blinking with that fire.
I've stayed alone for a long time, yeah, long time. I've been gone. Remember the good times when you sing my song. When I'm on alone, you was on my phone. But just now you're gone. Yeah, guess we were here for a good time, not a long one. Guess we none. But I still think about you. Yeah, I still think about you. Remember things that you do. It's never enough, yeah. Time is making it dust, yeah. Salt out of my foil, I'll fix nothing.
I can't stay all alone for too long. I've been thinking about fighting demons all by my own. Don't get trust no more, just won't be alone. Alone, stay by my own. To my feet, I ain't never need all that. Even when I'm in my zone, I'm in a good shit, or give me up. Is it really bad? I'm thinking about her while I'm in bed with somebody else.
I told you I couldn't forget. I still think about you.
But I still think about you. Yeah, I still think about you. Remember things that you do. But it's none of my concern no more. And I still think about you. Yeah, I still think about you. Remember things that you do. But it's none of my concern no more.
1690, that was three back-to-back bangers, bro. Sug, Imani, Drissy, all back-to-back, non-stop, exclusively on The Come Up. Tonight, however, is all about the crossover episode with the one and only 233 cast, bro. Give it up, bro. How are you guys doing, bro? How are you, man?
I'm chilling. How are you?
Bro, we lit. It's a bit hot in here.
No cap.
But, you know, pause. But, you know, we good. We lit. It's going to be a great time, and I'm super, super excited, bro. So let's get right into it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is the 233 cast?
I mean, I'm just some kid that, like, likes to chill, play ball, listen to music, smoke hella dope.
That's it.
Other than that, I'm just some young kid from a small town who grew up just with surrounded by the right people, I should say.
I like that. You're very creatively driven. You're in your own lane, I like to say, because not a lot of people are doing what you're doing, and I think it's very cool, especially in Montreal. It's
Thank
a
you.
Very big city, but you know what? You're covering a lot of territory on your own. So what's your origin story? What made you want to get into this in the first place?
So how it all started was I got a call from Jello. He was just at work doing his regular thing. It was 2:33 in the afternoon, and he calls me, and he's like, I have an idea. We're doing a podcast. And it's going to be 233. And it all started just because he looked at the clock and it was 233. So how the actual thing started was, it started off as just like interviewing like this, like a podcast. And then we were like, it's too long, like, not really it. Most people, they'll just, like, see it and they'll scroll right away, right? Because, right. like, the attention span is just, like, it's not it.
It's horrible, yeah. No one has, like, a long attention span anymore. It's very, nah. like, within the 2 seconds or not, you don't get it. But, no, honestly, I understand.
But, yeah, so 233Cast really started as, like, a podcast. And then maybe 3 months into it, we went to a show. We had a mic and stuff. And we were like, fuck it. We're going to start doing short form. And short form, it's just, it's easy to do, it's quick, gets right to the point, and like, it's just more fun that way.
100%, bro. Short form content, it's easier, it gets more views.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Easier to edit.
Oh, God.
Do you edit all your stuff?
No. I'll be honest, I got my own editor, Jello, and nah, he's good with this stuff, I can't lie.
That's really cool. No, honestly, I love what you guys are doing. You guys are really cool. I think it's, like, awesome. And you guys have been going crazy on Instagram lately. You guys have been getting hella traction.
Thank you.
What's your approach to interviewing people? Like, how do you, like, ask someone, like, hey, I have this show. Like, are you down to do this?
So, actually, I'll use an example. So, last weekend, we wanted to get someone to interview. And we tap their shoulder. And we'll be, like, trying to do an interview. And he looks at us and goes, fuck it. And he was like, all right, let's go. But yeah, so it's really, you just tap on their shoulder, and if they say yes, they say yes. If they say no, they say no.
Yeah, honestly, it's very, well, I feel like sometimes it's very hit or miss. Some people were like,
yeah,
I don't know. You know, my likeness could be used somewhere else. But like, honestly, most people in this city are chill. You know, sometimes you'll get some crazy people, crazy moments. So you guys had some, a crazy moment recently. There was like a fight that broke out at
Yo, that was something, bro.
Bro, what happened?
I'm not trying to, like, get into detail about it because I'm not trying to throw myself under the bus in a way. But, like, so supposedly something happened and some girl didn't like that.
Mm.
And she just kind of flipped. And, so big fight broke out. There was, like, well, one girl, she was just trying to fight everybody. Like, walked up to one guy and he was like, tweety le, man. Tweety le, bro. And I was like, okay, like, literally just walked up to him just to make him feel like a bum and leave. Like, it was kind of depressing.
She was hating just for the little
God.
Game. Oh, fuck. Dude, I wish I was there for that.
Bro, you should have pulled up.
I should have pulled up, bro. Honestly, it sounded like quite the event. Was Corpse Party actually that good?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty lit.
Oh, bro, I should have went. Oh, man, but besides that, what was the craziest thing you've ever seen or experienced while interviewing someone?
Honestly, I gotta say, probably most interesting I seen was, I can't lie, the fight, for real, because there's never really been anything like that big, for real, other than the fight. But yeah, that shit was something.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like a fight's just like, not the best thing to happen for content, but like, low-key, it's definitely entertainment. It's definitely some crazy stuff that just randomly happens or just spawns in.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I was interviewing someone, I had like this, there was a guy getting arrested. Was it Corpse Party? No, it wasn't Corpse Party. It was at, it was actually another Bin Boy event.
Oh,
and there was this little man.
Like smaller than me, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's like, this is important to the story. He's little. And for some reason, he's just spouting it out with like the bouncer. And the guy's just like, hey, man, if you go back inside, you're getting arrested. And I'm kicking your shit. I'm like, all right. And the guy was just going back and forth. And all of a sudden, he just sprints, but like he uses his like his size to advantage, and just like he wiggles in, and he just starts running around the entire place. Anyways, the bouncer just fucking threw him, and the cops arrested him. It was very funny. And I was like interviewing someone, and the guy just hear him in the background. It's by my fault. And after, it was a whole thing. But yeah, no, honestly, I think what you guys are doing is really cool. I think it's a great concept. Short form content is so superior.
Oh God, bro.
And honestly, it's really cool. And we are also playing 4 songs that you personally picked from Jay Osama.
Yes, sir.
That's really cool. So what's the background behind you and Jay?
So Jay Osama, one of my buddies introduced me to him. Well, didn't like introduce me, but showed me his music a few years ago, like 2 years ago, something like that. And there was one song that really put me onto him, and it was What It Is.
Mm.
That was like the first ever song I listened to him. And then ever since then, like, well, since I started chilling with Jello more, and then I knew he really like fucked with him, like, for like, he's been known for a long time. And I was like, all right. And then I just really started to get more into his music and listen to like like just last night picking, trying to pick a song, I was going through all his, every single album he has out, and yeah.
It's important to pick the perfect song.
Oh yeah, exactly.
The exact moment. So yo, for this exact moment right now, we're gonna play two of them. We're gonna play Where Are They At and 23.
All right, bet.
You ready for this? All right, bro, let's run it. So yo, this is J. Osama, Where Are They At and 23. Back-to-back bangers right here on the come up. Let's get it.
I keep real niggas around me. Bad bitches fuck with the team. Haters love to talk about me. So much pussy niggas say they got beef. They say they out here, I'm like, where they at? J.O.B. slime with the mask. Lord knows all my niggas strapped. So it's a rap if you laugh. Already know I'm clutching. Nigga wanna be, boy, it ain't nothing. Nigga, you just started thugging. I've been out here since a little youngin'. Boy, don't get us started. My Zoes get retarded. Pull up, shoot up the party. Now Facebook asking who done caught a body. Duck off and run them bands up. Interrogate my niggas, they won't answer. Met up with some Zoes and antenna. Off to Zooty, bought a chopper with a banana. I keep real niggas around me. Bad bitches fuck with the team. Haters love to talk about me. So much pussy niggas say they got beef. They say they out here, I'm like, where they at? J.O.B. slime with the mask. Lord knows all my niggas strapped. So it's a rap if you laugh. Niggas beefing by some pussy. Yo, nigga, rookie. Y'all relationship don't mean nothing to me. Girl, your legs, where I'm trying to get in between. Baby girl, jump on the team. Show me that you down to ride for me. You fuck with me on the low. Baby, you ain't got a lot of me. Girl, I know you got a man. Girl, I totally understand. You only fuck with me cause I'm getting bands. And I do what your nigga can. I keep real niggas around me. Bad bitches fuck with the team. Haters love to talk about me. So much pussy niggas say they got beef. They say they out here, I'm like, where they at? J.O.B. slime with the mask. Lord knows all my niggas strapped. So it's a rap if you laugh.
Like, half of y'all won't be able to like understand what I'm saying, cause y'all don't really like speak trap lingo, you feel me? So hey, just try to catch up. Hey, man. Hey, check me out.
Yo, are you around?
How much you need? I'm on my way, I'll be there in 23. Yeah, I get pounds for the low, but I need 23. Peak off for the whole thing, I gave him 23. Yeah, I stay with the raw, my Glock 23. Extend a whole 30, I let off 23. Yeah, J's on my feet, ooh, that's 23. Get the bus and out the G with the 223. Jump out there, I buff my team. Go hard and repeat the lead. Glock 34-5 on me. Soon you pull, I'm gon' squeeze. I heard you pussy niggas got beat. I leave for a nigga deceased. When I shoot, I'ma score for my team. I done left cover niggas 6 feet. A lot of niggas hate me, but them niggas know I'm about that life. Boy, stop all that faking, nigga. You know you ain't about that life. Mama on the stove cooking rice. I was serving white. Down set height. Catch a place, take all like Jerry Rice. It ain't nothing to do a gunfight. I'm talking on sight. You slow, we gon' hop out with the fight. You better walk like I'm really about what I say on the mic. I speak about my life. Strictly gonna play, get out of line. Get hit with a knife.
mine. I remember when me and Hussein robbed the plug for some place. I be roll running, that's why I'm always on the interstate. I don't feed in the snakes. They'll snitch control, investigate. Feds wanna pick a nigga up and send me out of state.
Yo, are you around?
How much you need? I'm on my way, I'll be there in 23. Yeah, I get pounds for the low, but I need 23. He called for the whole thing, I gave him 23. Yeah, I stay with the raw, my Glock 23. Extend the whole 30, I let off 23. Yeah, J's on my feet, ooh, that's 23. Get the bus and out the Jeep with the 223.
Trees get cold at night. I sit back and I think about life. Little niggas playing around with that fire. Take a chance and gamble with they life. Thought the thuggin', they looked at me different. They ain't like how I was living. All my Glocks come with extensions. I will never freeze up on a mission. If you the problem, we gon' solve ya. Summer game bringin' drama. Don't fuck around with Osama. My little hitters run down with revolvers. I'm in that water like an otter. Use it after his Oscar. I denied everything against me. Don't believe what they saying, Your Honor. They don't wanna see a nigga prosper. I just wanna get rich and move farther. Unlike you, I grew up with no father. That's what made me go harder. I went to prison with the monsters. It made me wise and move smarter. In the kitchen, Betty Crocker. I'll do whatever for a dollar. I get that back. I get that back. Nigga, where it's at? I need that sack. No more slinging rocks. Drop it on you. Fuck with me, I got that drop. We on the block. If you ain't gang, then you gotta get out the block. Yeah.
Yo, are you around?
How much you need? I'm on my way, I'll be there in 23. Yeah, I get pounds for the low, but I need 23. He called for the whole thing, I gave him 23. Yeah, I stay with the raw, my Glock 23. It's 10 the whole 30, I let off 23. Yeah, J's on my feet, ooh, that's 23. Get the bus and out the Jeep with the 223.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
From June 25th to July 4th, the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal invites you to 10 days of music and over 350 concerts right in the heart of the Quartier des Spectacles. See them for free at Place des Festivals. The Bar Brothers, Coco Rocco, Engin de Poitrine, Kamasi Washington, Naika, Willow, Larkin Poe, Saint Levant, Patrick Watson, Simino, and many others. Full lineup at montrealjazzfest.com, presented by TD Bank Group in collaboration with Rio Tinto.
This is your President Six Pack with an important announcement. You are tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM.
We back at it again, bro. That was JSO, two back-to-back bangers, bro, at the request of the 233 cast. Man, how you feeling, man?
Bro, I feel good. I feel good.
You feel great?
I feel great.
You feel good? Even with this heat?
Nah, the heat's killing me right now.
Liar! No, I'm joking. It's really hot. It's honestly, I don't blame you for leaving, but no, he's good. But yo, honestly, so we were talking backstage. Well, backstage is not much of a stage. We have a shared interest for basketball.
No doubt. Yes,
so,
sir.
So, yo, what's the origin of that? What makes you love basketball?
So, I remember when I was younger, like I was like 4-ish, and I just started playing ball with my brother, like back in where I go to high school now. Like we used to go play ball there because we like at our park we didn't have a basketball court, and I remember I used to just look at him and be like, yo, watch this. And I'd throw it behind my back and it'd go in almost every time.
Ooh.
And then ever since then, like, I used to 1v1 my brother all the time and he'd kick my ass. And then I finally started beating him because I got bigger than him. And just ever since then, like, I was able to do some certain moves and I started liking it. And then when I was like 11, 12-ish, I like really got into ball. And like my whole plan was to go from like being seventh grade playing high school ball. But then I wasn't allowed technically because it's like high school students can't mix with elementary.
Yeah, and that's pretty valid.
But yeah, so once I hit grade 9, that's when I started playing like high school ball. And since then, like I've just been playing more and more. But my ninth grade year, for the Holiday Hoops game, I ended up hitting the game-winning shot.
Buzzer beater?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, dude, it's like every kid's like dream.
Bro, that was the happiest moment of my life. I can't even lie.
I would brag about that for the rest of my life.
Bro, I can't lie. I did for the next like 6 months.
I don't blame you, bro. That's the best thing. Wait, hang on. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Shit, you're like the youngest guest we've ever had.
Hell yeah.
Yo, this, you're making history, bro. Bro, when you come back from summer break, bro, you get to brag about this.
No cap.
Bro, but yo, honestly, do you have like a top three when it comes to basketball players?
So number one,
I will judge
one,
you for this, by the way.
Bro, number one, I can't even lie, Kobe. Kobe's my favorite. Fair. And then for handles, I can't lie, probably Kyrie. Oh, you don't like Kyrie?
Really?
You don't like Kyrie?
I mean, I like Kyrie, but it's just like...
Bro, you got to think of Uncle Drew, bro.
Okay, fair.
Bro, that movie's crazy.
That is great. That's a great movie. I love the soundtrack.
And then for dunkers, probably Ja. Ja's crazy.
Okay. Fair. It's fair.
What are your top three?
Because, like... Okay, my top three is a bit weird.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It's very weird. Because now, if you were to ask me what my top three is now... It's just like...
Actually, fuck it. What's your top three when you're my age? And then what's your top three now?
Okay, here's the thing. I started like last year, like really... Actually, no, 2 years ago.
Okay.
Really tapping in. But like, if you were to ask me like 2 years ago... Oh, man. This is going to be so generic and white. I used to really fuck with Tyler Herro.
Oh, my God.
I used to think, yo, he's so cool. Like, Jack Harlow made a song about him. This is neat. This is sick. But, like, honestly, I've always really liked Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
Okay, no, what is that? What is that?
I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, I like him. I think he's cool.
He's all right.
He's all right. Jalen Brunson. Brunson's pretty cool.
Okay.
I feel like if I were to say that, it's like a generic pick. No, don't you find? Like, it's like.
I'll agree with that.
But honestly, bro, Luka Doncic, bro, for real, is like.
I kind of forgot about Luka for a minute. I can't lie.
People do. That's the thing. Like, I feel like he's very underrated.
Oh, God. And he's like, very much underrated.
My 9/11 was when they traded him. You remember that day? Yep. Me and Imani were talking about this like in the parking lot. We were talking about that like they hit the Pentagon, bro. I swear to God.
Oh, God.
Bro, I was getting like Vietnam flashbacks. But, yo, that was like, honestly, I don't really have a top three because it changes. Like, who becomes generic? Like, I feel like because the Knicks just won, most of my top three is people from the Knicks.
That's like saying your favorite player is Victor Wembanyama. Like,
that's the thing. Like, he's good, but like, I still like Karl Anthony Towns. But like, fuck, man. Like, who else, bro? Who else is like? Cause like, I always forget players.
Okay, what's your favorite team?
Honestly, as a kid, I used to really like Miami Heat. Because, like, my parents would go bring me there, and they would, like, I would watch them.
So that means one of your favorite players has to be,
That's the thing. I didn't know players back then.
Oh,
but
okay.
When I went to go see them, like, perform for the... Not perform, I'm talking, like... When I saw them play for the first time, it was versus the Brooklyn Nets.
Was that whenever Allen Iverson and LeBron were on the same team?
LeBron, no. Iverson, yes.
Okay.
Iverson was still there. He was on the Nets.
Okay.
And I was there rooting for Miami, and I left rooting for the Knicks, not the Knicks, the Nets. And like, I just thought they were really cool. I just thought like, I think they won by a buzzer beater too. And I was
shit.
Oh, it was just crazy. But yeah, also low-key, not Kyrie, fuck, what's his name? He just got traded back to the Raptors. Kawhi?
I'm a big shooter. Kawhi.
That was crazy. Y'all remember that buzzer beater that he did?
No, actually, I can't lie. I do not remember.
Oh, bro, that's when he made it to the... When he made the Raptors go into the playoffs or the finals. Yeah, that's when they won? Oh, that was crazy. It was versus Philly, right? I think, it was versus Philly. But yeah, no, that was crazy.
I got a question for you, actually.
You got a question for me?
How did the come-up become, like, something? How did you do that?
Honestly, a lot of people ask, and it's very anticlimactic. People, like... assumed I woke up one day like I'm gonna make a difference like on some like Superman shit, but I'm like, honestly, I'm doing university, and I'm like, you know, I gotta like build up my resume, so I'm like, you know what, let me start like applying to like random places. And a guidance counselor who was a girl, she's like, yo, you should go work at CJLO, the radio station. Maybe you can like work like technical stuff or do something. I'm like, yeah, why not? And she's like, oh, who knows? Maybe you can get your own show. I'm like, stupid. And yeah, and after I applied and like it was just dead, like no one's working there, and the manager's like, yo, do you want like your own show or something? I'm like, fuck yeah, fuck it, why not? And I had no idea what the show was gonna be about. Even when we were airing, I was just playing like my songs that I would bump personally. After like, okay, it started with like a few people like, yo, play my song. I'm like, sure, why not, fuck it. And after one turned into two into the four, six, and after it just built from there, and here we are.
How long has the come up been going on?
It's been like a year. Okay, almost, yeah. A year and a few weeks, right? Yeah. A week, a year and a month, officially.
Who was the first person you ever interviewed?
Okay, technically, I had three of my homies okay. on the very first episode. A one person whose name shall not be said because he was my ex-co-host. I hate him. And and I had Mario, aka Mars, and Kama, who was also there. And that was like a very short, like I would just talk to them for like 3 minutes, play like I would play like six songs.
Oh shit.
And it was like barely any talking, because it wasn't supposed to be a talk show. Like my show right is still not considered a talk show for CJLO, because no one updated it.
That's insane.
It's crazy. I just never told them. No one has to know. It's fine. But my first real guest, Mario was gonna happen eventually. Like he's the one that got me into the whole music thing. I had to be Bimboy. He was my first ever guest that I actually reached out to, and I met him under a bridge.
Bro, Bimboy just had, well, the whole thing we were talking about earlier, like what happened, that was at Bimboy's corpse party, part two.
Bro. He always got the craziest lore, bro. He's always, craziest shit happening at these parties. Always some crazy shit. But yo, honestly, when I met Bimboy, dude, I wasn't scared for my life. No, okay, but here's the thing. Because it was at like this pop-out event, and do you remember, you know, there's a skate park that's like underneath like a bridge, or next to like a bridge in Montreal. It's next to a metro station.
Nah.
Anyways, it's next to that, and it was like, yo, pull up, I'm gonna be there. I can put like a face to who you are, because I have no idea who you are. I'm like, all right. I pulled up, it's raining. I'm like, okay, what's the building number? Nah, it's underneath the bridge. I'm like, fuck, all right, I'm getting jumped. I'm
yo,
like,
that's when you know it's a good time.
I'm like, shit, all right, this is weird. And after, I'm trying to look for him. And after, like, I also knew, you know, Fubi?
Yeah. And like, Fublon?
Yeah. And he was also expecting me there. He's like, okay, yo, I'm underneath the tent. So I met him getting a tattoo in a tent next to a homeless man who I'm pretty sure might have been passed out or OD'ing. And after, like, he just dapped me up. I was like, yo, what's good? And then, like, I'm just keep looking at the homeless man. I was like, oh.
Is bro dead?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, he was just, like, face down. I was like.
Nah, he was dead, bro.
I think he was.
He was
That's
dead.
That's the thing.
Rip.
And after Bimboy sold me a shirt, and I wore that shirt at every single event he's ever performed at.
Respect.
I have not missed a single one.
Yes, you did. Corpse Party 2.
Of course.
I told you to pull up. You didn't want to pull up.
I couldn't. I had plans. I had.
I had plans.
I did have plans, bro. It was a wild night. I'll tell you that. It was still a wild night.
All right.
Bro, we ended up with dancing and McDonald's.
Dancing and McDonald's is usually the way out. Were you drunk?
I plead the fifth.
That's a good answer.
And my friend stole my other friend's like Wi-Fi router.
Nah.
Yeah, that was funny.
How did he do that?
I don't know, but like he just pulled up like into McDonald's like, yo, we getting lit tonight, and I'm like, oh, I'm expecting like a bottle and just like a whole ass router. I was like, oh fuck, like, what are you doing?
Bro's ready to play some Fortnite.
Not even. It was like 1 a.m. And, like the workers were not fucking with us whatsoever.
Bro, they wanted y'all to get the fuck out.
Yes. But yo, we finna get more into that later. We're finna play two more songs from Jay Osama, Al Capone, and Incho, back to back. Then after that, we finally do the quote of the day.
Let's get it.
The quote of the day is going to be insane. I'm so excited. My favorite part. So, yo, Jay Osama, let's get it.
J-O, J-O, Them soldiers trapping out the bando like Rambo, yeah, I got ammo. Fuck niggas try to rob me, gon' light them up like a candle. I'm serving like Kyrie Irving, you can't keep up with my handles. Rockin' rollin' like Mick Jagger, I'm toting that heavy metal. I woke up next to your bitch, can't even tell you how I met her. I just fuck them and duck them, hope you don't think I'm gon' settle. Mind my business like Kermit, pour my lean out of the kettle. Yeah, this bitch think I'm a lick till I pull out this big Beretta. Like before you ride a bike, you gotta learn how to pedal. Don't jump head first in the game, you gon' get set up by the devil. I'm a young nigga ballin' like I play for the running rebels. Talk to y'all like Kevin Gates, y'all need to get up on my level. I do it for my peoples, I do it for my dogs. I do it for them boys who don't know when they coming home. All I do is supply a demand like Al Capone. Before these crackers take my life, I gotta stretch my money long. I do it for my peoples, I do it for my dogs. I do it for them boys who don't know when they coming home. All I do is supply a demand like Al Capone. Before these crackers take my life, I gotta stretch my money long.
Up if she fuck with me, then she stuck. I'ma hit and run that pussy, baby. I just wanna fuck. I was down bad, but not look at me. I done finally came up. Niggas be hoes acting like Gucci, so I had to whack a duck. I been thumbing through this paper, now I'm getting paper cuts. I'm a hustler, little nigga, man. I swear it ain't no luck. You might hear the lick and go broke. I'ma still be running it up. Like a dog without a leash, I'm always out here posted up. My mom be gone off of that activity. I love to pour it up. J.O. got lean up in his kettle. Tell them pour me up a cup. Like my shirt when I'm in church, I gotta keep this 40 tough. Stick to the script, it ain't no nigga or a bitch that I could trust, no.
I do it for my peoples, I do it for my dogs. I do it for them boys who don't know when they coming home. All I do is supply a demand like Al Capone. Before these crackers take my life, I gotta stretch my money long. For my peoples, yeah. I do it for my dogs. I do it for them boys who don't know when they coming. When they come at home, it's a flyer, the man like Al Capone. Before these crackers take my life, I gotta stretch my money long.
Making like Movado, I'm strapped up, sliding in a splat like Grand Theft Auto. Desperado, hit you niggas with the semi-auto. I'm sleeping, but this codeine got me leaning. I thank God for oxygen, but gas what I'm breathing. I know niggas who kill for no reason. Niggas talk, get pilled, then we leaving. See my niggas up the road, a locked up in the county. Y'all down me, that's why I keep you fuck niggas from around me. Was wildin', see my mud shot, so they doubted me. Demons in my head, I gotta get them out of me. Hold up, you ain't from where I'm from if you don't know us. I'm Zolda, pull up on you, then them windows roll up. Ain't rollin' with them soldiers, then you get rolled over. Fuckin' nigga and a pussy thought we show no love. Walked in the room and asked her what we bout to get into. She said, you a fool, J.O., I ain't bout to play with you. She gave me rules and regulations, but I break the rules. I gotta get this cake, I ain't got time to care with you. Niggas holdin' grudges, cause I flipped that hoe in middle school. Keep that bitch, told her the truth, like, girl, your pussy pitiful. You wanna beef, nigga, I'm down, oh yeah, lil' J.O. keep her too. Ain't my fault your little bitch get loose, cause she heard J.O. got the juice. Yeah, 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 ooh. Hold up, yeah, ooh, yeah, J.O.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
I know.
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Du 25 juin au 4 juillet, le Festival international de jazz de Montréal vous attend pour 10 jours de musique et plus de 350 concerts en plein cœur du quartier des spectacles. À voir gratuitement sur la place des festivals The Bar Brothers, Coco Rocco, Engine de Poitrine, Kamasi Washington, Naika, Willow, Larkin Poe, Saint-Levant, Patrick Watson, Seminole et plusieurs autres. Toute la programmation sur montrealjazzfest.com, présentée par le groupe Banque TD en collaboration avec Rio Tinto.
Hello, it's me, Michael Phelps from swimming. When I'm not busy swimming from the center of the Pacific Ocean to the nearest shore, I'm listening to 1690 AM.
1690, we back at it again, bro. 233 Cast X the Come Up. That sounds like a weird title, but yo, we ballin', bro. How you feeling, man?
Bro, I feel great.
You feeling great, bro? Well, I'm also feeling quite swell, I should say so myself, bro. So yo, it is my favorite part of the evening, bro. My favorite part of the show, actually. I feel like you've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yes, sir.
You?
Yes, sir.
So, yo, it's my privilege to ask you the quote of the day.
See, today, I'm not the one doing the quote of the day.
What?
I got someone doing it for me.
Plot twist.
Who are we here with right now?
With Imani.
So, what's the question of the day today?
The quote of the day. The quote of the day.
Sorry.
The quote of the day, guys. Well, if you have a dream and you're pursuing it, don't worry about no feedbacks. You're not going to be good at it immediately. Always be. You're going to be bad until you're good at it. Be bad at it until you're good. It's corny until it ain't. Matter about no feedback, nobody talking to you or nothing. You don't want to hear nothing. What Kanye said? Is you saying something? Uh-uh. They can't tell me nothing.
Yes, sir.
That was a quote.
Yo, let's do one more
dab up. One more dab up?
Thank you, bro.
That was amazing, bro. I like that. It's corny till it isn't, bro. I like that. I feel like that's some real shit. But yo, so what's the future looking like for 233? Is there any other ventures that you're going to be exploring?
So, do I say it? Yeah? All right. So, tomorrow we are coming back to Montreal. Because a good friend of mine will say, Mr. The King of the Court, MK, is going to be pulling up to Montreal at the... What's it called, Park? Judy or Junie Park, something like that. But anyway, he's pulling up to play some ball, and we're going to go see if we can get an interview with him.
Oh, yo, that's actually be sick. Wait, that's the guy who does, like, those videos, right, where he just, like, starts beefing with people?
Oh, yeah.
Him?
Bro, MK's insane, bro.
Yo, he's actually crazy.
Bro, he's the guy that I learned most of my moves from, like, throwing it between the legs, off the backboard, and shit like that.
Dude, shout out to him, bro. What's he doing here, bro? That's crazy.
I have no clue. I just found out about it today. Jello showed me a story, and he was like, yeah, MK's pulling up. You trying to go? Hell yeah. MK's my number one street baller.
Yeah? You have a top three for street ballers?
So top three for street ballers. MK number one. Everyone's going to hate me for this, bro.
Tell me.
Coach Chris.
Ooh.
Coach Chris. And number three, the best rapper hooper in the world.
Dax.
Dax is crazy, bro. Nah, Nate Husser, bro.
Oh, yo, I forgot about that guy.
No way. No way you just said that.
I haven't thought about him in a
we about to beef now.
Run it. Bro, here, we got to redo it for the clip. Hold on.
All right. So the best rapper hooper alive... Nate Husser.
Yo, low key, dude. I low key forgot about it. I shout out to him, though. Like, no disrespect. I just.
Yo, everyone go stream Jelly.
Go stream Jelly. Yo, type shit. But, yo, honestly, that's really cool. So, would you ever see yourself going back to the old format where it's like a full on podcast?
Nah. The only way we would possibly do that is, let's say, 10 years from now, do some, like, No Jumper type setup where it's like, in some like shop, and then in the back we'll have the 233 cast set up, and that's the plan for the near future.
For the near future, bro. The very close future. Yes, honestly, sir. That's give it like a whole year, bro. Y'all gonna be the next No Jumper. It's gonna be insane. It's
on God.
Crazy. It's gonna be insane. So yo, yep. You also got fur on the on brand. God. So yo, walk us through this shirt. Is this a new shirt?
So this is like a hidden drop for future times. This is just like to see what it looks like. The white logo on the black tee. We've never really tried that before because like we used to do it with fabric paint.
Right.
And so we just tried tap stitch, and that's what's going on now.
Low-key, bro, it's actually really tough. I actually really like it.
Bro, and it's basically the same exact thing. Like it has the like graffiti spray paint look, and it's pretty tough. I like it.
I like it too. Honestly, what other colors have you guys experimented with?
So far, this is the only color we've experienced with, and the neck, like we've tried it with hoodies, and we got pair of pants that we tried it with too. And everything's looking pretty good so far.
Honestly, I really like the brand. I think the brand is so dope. I think it's really smart on you guys' part that you have everyone contribute with it. Like everyone, like I feel like I've seen like so many different artists rep this brand, and I think it's such a cool way to diversify yourself. Not just in Montreal, but also like as uniquely as like, you know, artists and like just doing media in general. So I really applaud you guys on doing that.
Well, because the whole point of the brand, like, it was really like just like some like graffiti, grimy kind of look, like not so much graffiti, but like just spray paint, and like that, like that's how like it was supposed to be. But this is just better because like it's proper, I guess.
I like that. No, honestly, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's very, it's unique too. But I never really asked, where did the name Fur even come from? Or is it like an abbreviation?
So, can I just tell a story yet? All right. So how Fur really started was, Jello texted me for a shoot, and he was like, I don't know what we're gonna do, but I'm just trying something. And he cut out like a cardboard piece, and he just spray painted on a white tank top and a white shirt, and it didn't even really look like it said fur, but just the look of it, he fucked with it and asked like YS asked me, he was like, should we do it? And like he was like, we were like, yeah. And that's honestly how fur started. It was mainly just some like spray painted shirt just for a shoot really quick, and then we were like, well, Jello decided, he was like, fuck it, we're doing a brand with it.
Honestly, I like that. It's such a cool little startup. Like, not a startup. It's just, like, an amazing origin to, like, a very successful brand. And honestly, your website, guys, is actually insane.
Yo, everyone, go look at 1600-1800-fur.com.
Yo, shop fur.
Fur1600-800.com.
Yo, free advertisement, bro. Fur1600-800 right now, bro. It's the craziest thing you'll ever see, bro. Tons of amazing shirts. Get your shirt now before they sell out tomorrow, bro, because you will never get them. Well, how fast do you guys restock?
Pretty fast.
Okay, so you got a lot of chilling, but like, get your shirt now.
But, bro, sold out everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Even the yellow?
Everything sold out.
Oh, damn.
I'm not lying, bro. Congrats. Everything sold out.
Dude, that's honestly amazing, bro. But yo, so before we end it off, do you have any final things or final little things you want to tell us, or what to look forward to in the future? Any upcoming projects?
I have one question for you.
You have one question for me?
How did the name White Boy Sauce come?
The White Boy with Sauce? The White Boy with Sauce. I was seeing this girl on Hinge, and like we were just texting, and she's like, I don't know, she just liked, like, motion, I guess. Well, I was just...
Oh, you had that motion, huh?
So, you can say that, and do tell, but I don't know what I said. I was just doing some... I was just saying dumb shit, and she's like, oh, you're pretty cool for like, a white boy. You're like a white boy with sauce. I was like, oh, say that again. Hold on. A white boy with sauce, and then that became, like, my gamer tag on PlayStation, and after...
What do you prefer, PlayStation or Xbox?
It's been very tempting to not switch to Xbox, considering the devastating news we got recently on how PlayStation will be stopping physical games, bro, and it's going fully digital.
That shit's stupid.
It's so dumb, bro. Physical media is dead.
Bro, I have the digital and it's horrible. I can't even lie.
Serious?
Like, well, bro, the second, like, well, for me at least, my shit just overheats all the time.
You have
a
PlayStation 4 or 5?
5.
Yours overheats?
Oh, yeah. Mine's horrible for overheating. Like, the side panels, I have to take them off half the time and stuff.
Oh,
I'm always cleaning my fan just to make sure I can play 2K and shit. Like,
okay, well, you're playing 2K, so obviously
yeah,
it's not overheating.
I mean, 2K, yeah.
That's pretty fair. But, yeah, you gotta make sure you gotta get some storage, bro. GTA 6 is coming out.
Bro, I'm about to pre-order that shit. I can't even lie.
I already did, bro.
Of course you did.
I already... Dude, I'm gonna... I scheduled no episode the day of...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it dropping on a Friday?
It's dropping on a Thursday.
Oh, okay. You're chilling.
And I don't work Friday, so, like, I am not...
Oh, bro's grinding that shit. Dude, wait, what's the first spot you're going to?
In Vice City?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The one that looks the closest to Miami. Other than that, bro, I'm just gonna chill there. I need to see more gameplay.
Nah, for real.
Because that's gonna change everything, bro.
Bro, the quality looks insane right now.
Dude, it's... I feel like it's gonna... The world's gonna stop. Dude, it's gonna be insane.
Well, bro, supposedly they made, like, 60 million or some shit just from pre-orders or some shit.
Are you
serious? Something like that. Maybe I'm off, but... I think I might be off a little bit, but I swear it was, like, either 6 mil or 6 million, something like that.
Oh, there's definitely, like, 600 million at that point, bro. This is GTA 6, bro. GTA 5 was the first thing in history to make $1 billion.
Holy shit.
That's not even kind of, like, a movie. This is, like, the first ever media thing to make, like,
Bro,
a
Rockstar is really doing their shit.
Bro, you know what the budget was for GTA 6?
Nah.
$2 billion.
That's fucking crazy.
I don't even know what to spend $10 on.
Bro, we really got Fast and Furious Dominic Toretto saving the Titanic before we got fucking GTA 6. Like, what?
We got a lot of things before GTA 6, bro. And it's low-key kind of sad, bro. We got the come-up before GTA 6, though.
Nah,
we got 233 before
for real.
The GTA 6, bro. That's crazy. And it's crazy how it was supposed to drop, like last year.
Yeah, not even. It was supposed to drop a long-ass time ago, I swear.
The trailer came out 3 years ago.
Exactly.
That's crazy. And we still know little to nothing about this game.
Oh, yeah. We just know it's, what, Miami, that's it?
That's
like
about
Miami,
it.
Like, Miami, Florida,
Miami,
shit like that.
And it's two back-to-back players. Not players, characters.
Nah, okay.
The guy and the girl. I just know the story's going to be insane.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't wait for that gameplay trailer. But anyways, guys, we are out of time on the crossover episode that was long-awaited, man. Thank you so much to 233cast. For pulling up on this amazing episode. This was a complete blast. Bro, give it up for you guys, bro. Give it up. This is an amazing episode. You got any final thoughts?
All I want to say is thank you for having me.
Bro, of course, bro. This was destined to happen. We had this planned out for, like, what, since March?
Bro, I swear it was before that.
Even before?
When did you do Jello's interview? Like, January?
We did it in January, right? Even before that. Yeah, it was...
Yeah, so we've had it planned since January.
Bro, 7 months ahead, bro.
Let's go.
7 months, bro. We are fully booked until November, bro.
Damn.
So, yo, that being said, to whoever is listening, if you guys want to be on the show, just hit us up, bro. Get your spots now before they are completely taken up for the rest of the years. And, yo, that's going to be it for tonight, guys. This is the White Boy with us signing off with 233. Stay safe, y'all. Keep hydrated. Stay hydrated. See y'all next week. Let's get it.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
In September of 2025, police in Longueuil shot and killed a 15-year-old boy named Noran Razahi. After months of a criminal investigation into the events leading up to the shooting by Montreal's police force, the SPVM, now, this week, 11 teenagers between 13 and 17 years old have been charged in connection to the incident, while the police officer who killed Razahi has still not been named or charged with anything. The charges for